Podcast. What's up, K-State fam? Eddie Greer back for another Purple Project Podcast Daily. And this, once again, staying with men's basketball. Kind of what I was talking about in yesterday's edition of the podcast. Mike McGurr, we're going to stay on him, folks. This guy, we've seen him grown here over the past year. And not only just that, really for, I believe for the last 4 seasons he's been here. I believe I want to say he was back here. I know he's been a part. He's been a part of that big time run, the Elite Eight run with the big three here with Dean, Barry, and Cam. So yeah, he's been here. It's just I want to say he's been at Manhattan, man, since he was a freshman, and now he's a senior. And boy, the last two games of the year so far. In conference play for the Cats, he's been huge, obviously, but it's been some growing pains. It's been growing pains for him this year, trying to lead this young crop of Wildcats here this season, and it's definitely been a real close year, but has the tide turned here? I mean, McGurl has really, really stepped up. And maybe hit a high note here as we approach West Virginia here this weekend. Not here, but in Morgantown, the final game of the season. Regular season anyways for the Cats. And then, of course, waiting news about the Big 12 tournament here. But the Cats back-to-back for the first time since early in the year. And done it with the leadership of Mike McGurl, obviously. Huge hit against TCU, especially late with his rebounding and points. Obviously, I believe he scored 19 points against them. And if you turn it around, he did the same thing here against Oklahoma to upset them in Bramlage on senior night, might add you, with a huge game there. And let's not leave this to chance, folks. McGurl will have a chance to return. Obviously, it was implemented this year due to the whole pandemic of the COVID-19 situation that seniors are from this past year can come back and to do it again. It'd be interesting to see what McGurl does. Obviously, you bring back basically if this team stays intact. That's the question. If this team stays intact, obviously, I mean, Gene Taylor said, you know, Bruce Weber will be fired if anything happens off the court. Well, only thing that comes to my mind, obviously, the second thing that comes to my mind is, obviously, this loud rumbling, can this group stay together in the offseason? That's the question. Obviously, they miss a hell of a lot of time, excuse my language, but they miss a lot of time with, obviously, with this pandemic and stuff like that. You can't get together. It's different from Zoom, obviously. It's way different than that, way different than getting together on Microsoft Teams and whatnot. You have to be in person, work on your craft, get better and stuff like that. And it's taking them late in the season to realize that now. It really, this season for them really started against Texas. They took them to the light and really could have won that ball game against, at that point in time, I think it was a fifth-ranked Texas team, if I'm not mistaken there as well. But Texas, they've been in the top 10 all year long. Mike McGurl, this season stats, hanging in the season finale for him. Just a tad under 12 points a game. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and shooting average is 36% from the field as well. And when you look at, you know, his career, if you look at his only game, well, you go back to earlier this year anyways, his career, obviously, yes, in is scoring down here at his stats here. He was here as a freshman, so that confirms that situation there. Obviously, he played a key role in that role, once again, in that Elite Eight run there. Made huge plays. Obviously, Creighton comes to mind. And then, you know, the year after that was huge off the bench again. And this was his actually first year starting for this team. So when you think about him, obviously, you think about him as being a big-time role player, coming up huge and rebounding or three-point shooting, things like that. So huge, and you look at his career. Obviously, his most minutes played to this point anyways. Previously, 24 minutes per game as well. And he shot better last year from the three-point line from downtown. And he has all in his K-State career as well. And obviously the most points average this year. But Mike McGurk, he's been absolutely huge. And the young guys love him for what he has done up to this point. And he's the main reason why Cats are on a 2-game winning streak right now. And you're going up to Morgantown. You're playing a 10th-ranked West Virginia team on Saturday afternoon, looking to possibly end this regular season 3 in a row. I mean, this is what you want to see from the Cats. It's been a broken record on this podcast, Triple P. But, hey, you want to see, even if in a losing effort, you want to see these guys continue to get better, change in the direction, and things like that situation. So, Mike McGurk, a senior, obviously, you know, from Ellington, Connecticut, 6'2", 195, and anyway, who knows? I mean, this could be it for him, and might not. So again, we have to leave that up in the air for chance for that. But Mike McGurk, just wanted to reiterate him today on the podcast for what he has done. Obviously, senior night, huge night on Tuesday night, leading that way to an upset victory over Oklahoma as well. Again, you can catch the Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and we're going to be recording a weekly edition this weekend as well. So look out for that on Monday. We're shooting for that as well. So having to change things around. So Mike McGurk leading this team to back-to-back conference victories. And yes, I know it's only 3 victories this year, but I mean, hey, take him while you can get him, right? So Mike McGurk, the only senior. We'll see what he does. One more game at least after this, after West Virginia. You have probably one more game, and we'll see what the future holds with Mike McGurk. This is Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.